Welcome to Wake Up with AI, the podcast where human-powered meets AI-assisted. Join your hosts, Chris Carolian, Nico Lafakis, and George B. Thomas, as we dive deep into the world of artificial intelligence. From the latest AI news to cutting-edge tools and skill sets, we are here to help business owners, marketers, and everyday individuals unlock their full potential with the power of AI. Let's get started.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday, December 4th, 2024. It is another day to wake up with AI. Here with Nico and George. How you fellas doing today?
Doing well. Another exciting day of news and some amazing developments. Looking forward to sharing my stuff, but also looking forward to hearing a little bit of news from George.
Yeah, buddy, it's exciting times. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I know that you threw something in the chat just before we jumped on, George, that was related to an announcement from Amazon.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's a race for everybody to have one, right? Although Amazon, it's not about having one in this case. Like they released, which by the way, I haven't been able to figure out if we can actually go play with these yet. I think this is more of like an announcement of where we're going. I love their image, by the way, of a dinosaur sitting in a teacup. It's absolutely amazing. But they are releasing Amazon Nova Micro, Amazon Nova Lite, Amazon Nova Pro, Amazon Nova Premiere, Amazon Nova Canvas, and Amazon Nova Reel. And so this is everything from a state-of-the-art image generation model, state-of-the-art video generation model, Amazon's multimodal complex reasoning tasks for best teacher is the words that they're using in there. So there is just a ton of interesting information in this article. If you search for Amazon Nova, by the way, all the places point to this article on Amazon's website. It's super interesting to me. One of the things that they made a point to kind of point out was the low cost versus other models to actually run what they're doing. And then I, of course, am a big fan of pasta and Italian foods. And so one of their examples was a YouTube video where a pasta company could basically use their video generation model to do an ad, to create an ad for a product. And literally, this is a city made of pasta and meatballs and sauce. And I'm just like, dang gone, this is cool. And I just want to get my hands on it and getting creative.
And it is amazing stuff. Like we're in this period, right, where, and if you're watching, you're able to see just like how far along these things are, right? You know, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, we were in an era where I'm sure that they went, yeah, I can actually tell because I could see the pixels moved around. The quality of the text on this video generated stuff is amazing. There's really no comparison. It's really awesome to me that Amazon waited this long because they did what Apple would normally do. They waited until they had something like, you know, I mean, it's perfect in my opinion. Like this to me is the, you want to talk about like the disruptor to Shutterstock, disruptor to ImageFly, like any of those. I don't know what stock image companies are doing right now outside of being scared.
I mean, I've used a couple, like it's funny because it used to be the go-to and now it's the, well, if I can't get, then let me try to see if.
To me, they become the training deck, right? They become the training information, which is funny because we talk about the fact that the models have trained off of publicly available information and why aren't people getting paid for their publicly available information that was used for training the model, but then the people who generated content for the platform that's reselling their content to other people is now using that content to train models, which was not something that the original content creators were cued in on when they submitted to the platform, but now their stuff is being used for that. Are they getting compensated for this additional use that they weren't? I don't want to get too deep into it, but I think it's awesome. In the same week that we've had a new model, not new model release, but well, technically new model release from Amazon, we've had a new model release from Nvidia as well. Their whole Nemo series upgrades are out as well. We're not seeing a new model release from OpenAI just yet. I'm sure it's right around the corner. The video that is coming out of Nova is really amazing. Right now we're watching a football clip basically that's been put together, and honestly it's really, really difficult to try to find the error.
So this one's interesting. So the football clip that you're looking at is actually a football game. but they were showing off another feature of their AI. What they did is they just basically said, describe what's, and it's a silent clip, by the way. There's no audio. And they said, describe what's happening in this video. And so, again, if you go to the article, the output was, from the prompt, describe this video. The output was, the video depicts a football game in progress on a green field. Players from two teams, one in yellow uniforms and the other in white, are engaged in a play. The quarterback from the yellow team throws a pass to a receiver, who catches the ball and begins running downfield. Defenders from the white team pursue him, attempting to tackle him. The play culminates in a tackle, bringing the receiver down on the field. Like, that is the description that it gave of a silent clip of a football game. Here's the thing. Think about marketers. Think about video SEO. When systems are getting to the point where they can do that on a silent video clip, what do you think, with what you show and say and do in your videos in the future, what it will mean to the understanding of, anyway? I'll stop.
Yeah. And if you haven't clicked the button in your HubSpot portal yet, it's the setting for letting AI basically do this for your files, all your files in your portal. I talked about it this morning. It's really good now. And it's like, you could easily find Shutterstock stuff by just typing in keywords. Meanwhile, if you didn't have the perfect naming conventions in your file storage, like, you were scrolling for days to find that thing. Now that whole setting is for this, in terms of AI just being able to look at the file. That's where, like, I'm interested to see. There's an event coming up, I think, in the Connect community about how to be found in AI search. And it's like, can we just, like, fill in the blank before search? The answer is content. Good, valuable content. It's how you get found. And now if it's there, like, we just put it there. You don't worry about structure. Less so than before. There's always strategic concerns to think about, but also don't overdo it. I guarantee there's people, like, that are still trying to apply their keyword mindsets. And just when you, that description from AI, like, come on, that was on the money. It, like, when is Thursday night football gonna have the first AI commentator?
I think they already have. I know that ESPN already had one. And I know that we had one for the Olympics, actually. So I'm not entirely sure. Let's see. Paris Olympics, NBC uses AI version of Michaels' voice to do some AI recap.
I mean, like, real time, especially when it's for, like, for color commentator.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I could see it happening, like, really, really soon.
A lesson here. Like, and of course, Amazon always goes big platform. Like, here's everything. They can only do that because they have all of the data, all of the content, all of the consumer behavior. I think back to when I was inside of companies talking about how important it was to understand the value of the data that we have in the system that the company has, and it's just sitting there. There's no chief data officer. There's nobody in charge of leveraging data and trying to create value from the data. This is what that looks like. I keep saying almost every, you know, agent update that we talk about related to HubSpot or anywhere else, they only work if they've got great content and great data to work with. And it makes sense to see this amazing things coming from Amazon, who have been setting the bar for a long time on what they can do with data in terms of convenience and speed and just giving you an experience that you want. We use them as the Amazon buying experience for a reason. When we try to help every other business create online buying experiences, now we're seeing it in AI mode. So when do I get to talk to Alexa like I can ChatGPT?
Right.
I believe that's, like, here soon. Real.
Yeah,
soon.
Like, I want to say Alexa got a slight upgrade, but it wasn't much. And I can understand why, because that's going to take a little time, understandably, because Alexa's already tied into your financials, your purchasing power, that kind of thing, right? So it's going to be a little bit before the autonomous guardrails hit that. And when I say a little bit, I mean like 3 months, 6 months, like 6 months tops. I'm kind of like overreacting on this stuff. Mogadot just gave another interview, not interview, but just did a little clip and talked about where he sees things in like 2026. And so I just wanted to play that really quick because I know that that's another nice little eye opener.
So far until today, technology has always meant progress. more and more, easier and easier, faster and faster, if you want. So my original prediction was 2029. My current prediction is 2026, which basically is the point at which technology is so advanced that the rules of the game change.
I just want to stop there. I don't want to keep going because that's 30 seconds of a 6-minute clip. I urge you to go watch the rest of that. I'm sure that you will after having heard that little bit. That's one of the smartest people in the industry, in the field, who's currently working on these projects, telling you that his prediction from 29 is now down 3 years to 26. It's an expert in the field, currently working in it every day. Shortened his expectations by 3 years. In terms of like singularity event is really what he's talking about. A lot of people thought, even I thought singularity event was like 2030, but I was wrong. I'm happy to be wrong about that one. What is so profound about this statement? Something that George brought up, for once, I get to take something George did and twist it into my daily stuff. So George is talking about how Amazon's got their model, OpenAI's got theirs, Anthropic's got theirs, Apple doesn't have one, Google has theirs, NVIDIA obviously has Nemo and NIM, Runway also has their video models and everything. What's all this coming towards? Well, folks, we told you a while back that a company had decided to say, hey, you know what, F it with having to do anything with third parties anymore, the technology's there, we should just build our own and tell everybody else to hit the bricks. Klarna decided to put on its big boy pants and say, hey, you know what, we don't want to be beholden to other companies anymore for software, so we're just going to design our own. And they did, and they kicked Salesforce to the curb, and then they designed their own CRM, and now they run on it, and now they sell it. The three of us were talking about yesterday this instance of like, okay, well, what does the future really look like? And I posed the question, it's a very interesting view, because what does a future look like where everyone has the capability of doing the exact same thing? When I talk about like zero cost production, and when I talk about like zero cost development life and like world of abundance, that like we're getting there, we're rapidly getting there, but this is exactly what I'm talking about. The abundance to a degree where an extremely large enterprise scale company can kick another enterprise company to the curb that others would have thought, no, you absolutely need. And this is not a knock. This is a, what is this? It's a wake up call. That's what this is. It's not a knock. This company said, I don't need HubSpot and I don't need Salesforce ever. They're still in business. They're still one of the top split payment provider next to, I think, Afterpay, Amazon, obviously. But I don't know what kind of shivers that should send out to the world, but they should be pretty hardcore. The fact that, quite literally, I mean, like, this is not a massive company. This is not Klarna is not a software company. They're a finance company. A finance company designed, developed, launched, and implemented its own software platform for itself and is now selling it to other people. They are not in the software business. Wake up. Been trying to wake you guys up for such a long time now. We started this show for this reason. I couldn't have been more, like the boys though, I couldn't have been more excited yesterday when I saw this piece of news, because I've been waiting for this for some time, ever since I first heard that Klarna made this move with Salesforce. I was extremely interested to see, okay, are they not only going to create their own CRM, but also turn around and enable it for other people? Yep. And guess who they're coming after? Look at the design. Look at the layout. Who are they coming after? Shopify.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. You're a finance company. And you know people are buying stuff. So what would you lean into? It's funny because when you talked about this yesterday, I was like, okay. I know this is a thing that like my daughters use to like be able to buy stuff. And I don't know if that excites me or not. But it's funny because it depends on like your relationship with the brand. Because my daughters came home last night from a trip they were on. And I was like, hey, by the way, I just want to throw this out into the living room as a conversation point. The company that you guys use all the time, Klarna, they launched a CRM. Here's the immediate response from one of my daughters. Oh, well, then it's going to be awesome. And I was like, wait, what? And she said, well, then it's going to be awesome. And immediately, as soon as she said that, my head started to flood into like, well, are they going to have a partner program? I don't know. I started to wonder, are they going to have a partner program? Like, right? So now all of a sudden, again, I'm not even talking about AI right now, but like not even AI, just everything immediately has the potential to change. Like how many people are disgruntled being a Salesforce partner, a Magento partner, a Shopify partner, HubSpot partner, dare I say, and just are like, oh, well, then there's a new ocean that I can go play in. I don't know what this means for any of us or all of us, but it's like, how fast did this happen? How easy did this happen? And then what I want you to do as a listener or viewer is imagine your industry and your competitors and everything that we're talking about. And how fast and how easy could all of a sudden it just be completely different right next door to you?
It was probably a little bit sooner than that. It was maybe, God, time is a fickle thing right now. I want to say it was like maybe July-ish, September. But that's a timeline for you. July-ish, September, October, Klarna headline, Klarna ditches SaaS platforms, Salesforce and Workday.
Platforms.
Yep.
Yeah, and slashes Workday's, headcount.
Workday's like, project management, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So CRM and project management.
Two largest SaaS outsourced platforms for any company.
It's funny because my brain, when I look at this title, it goes to the fact of like, there's something you said a couple episodes or a couple weeks ago where it was like, I'm making numbers up, by the way. Go back and listen to the actual episode. But for every dollar spent, you $6,000 made. Like
between three and eight.
Yeah,
between
there you go, three and eight, not 6,000. And so I'm looking at this and I'm like, well, how much did they save by not having Salesforce and Workday? And how many heads actually got slashed here? And if you're a finance company and you're trying to figure out the ROI of AI, you just kind of figured it out.
Yeah, because you're talking about not only the external costs, but you also, not for nothing. Guys, it's not like I don't know that I'm talking about my own job when I say this stuff. Yeah, they also cut the headcount on admins because you don't need admins to run those software platforms. Now you need Klarna admins, right? I know that kind of sounds kind of scary to you guys, but at the same time, sit back and settle on the fact that you have a job that is not dependent upon a degree. You're the admin of a software platform, and that's why you're the admin of that software platform. You didn't go to college to be the admin of that software platform. You didn't go to college to learn how to use HubSpot. You didn't go to high school to even start to learn how to use CRMs. You didn't know about any of that stuff. Even when you were taking your marketing degree as like a sales marketing person, you probably barely knew much about CRMs except for the fact that they are all terrible and are really slow. So don't fret, right? When we talk about like, where are the new jobs? Klarna just did that. Now there's a new CRM out there. Now it needs new admins. Now there needs to be people who are Klarna admin proficient and understand how to use this platform, right? So it's another admin role that opened up, right? Is the CRM pie, like realistically, all it's happening is like the pieces of the pie are shifting in size. Salesforce is going to dwindle down to whatever size it should actually be as opposed to the overbloated size that it is currently. And all the others will shift around accordingly. But basically, where there was dominance by one particular aspect of the sector, I don't know, Google, it's now going to get split apart and broken apart astronomically, and there's going to be way more competitors. We sit here and talk about the fact that like there's no room in any of these spaces to grow. That's because you don't know any better, guys. You think that there's no other players in the game except for Chrome, but that's because you don't know any better. There are no other players who are allowed to even get to the forefront for you to be able to play with them. If we ever actually got a third option, it'd be cool, right? It might upset things. And that's what's going to happen. That's why they say this is a great disruptor to things, because of the fact that you can't stop what's coming. You can't stop the options that are flowing out here. I think it's a touting point. I'll leave it to the man in charge. But all I can say is that we are definitely at the forefront of something on this show. And you are definitely getting some very, very, very inside information, I would say, compared to other people. Only because of the fact that, I don't know, we got tapped on the show. Chris, I don't know if you want to tell Chris, but all I can tell you is that other people that we shouldn't even be concerning ourselves about are talking to us about the same content that we're putting out now. It's going to be out there before you know it, guys. It's so fast. It's moving so, so fast. Within 6 months, an enterprise level company spun up its own CRM software.
I was on a demo yesterday with the video event platform, and I was reminded of all the times. It's been a while since I've done this, but like every time I'm in a demo and like it's clear, no matter how much I tell them I'm going to integrate with HubSpot, HubSpot is the massive platform we're going to use for all the CRM things, all the marketing things, all these things. They can't help but tell me all of the email marketing things that the tool can do. And it's like this race towards platform has been happening for a while. And it's like there's an expansion before the contraction. But when you start off with what George's daughter said, like, and that's the reaction right away, like those people are closer to like being a part of that contraction. And that's where finally we're at the point where when I was inside of organizations and you know that everybody hates the thing, Salesforce, ERP, whatever it is, and IT's just like, yeah, but it's a thing, sorry. And I said over and over, it has to matter when everybody hates it. That has to matter at some point. And that's where now it's wide open. Like, we do not have to live in this reality where we have to use these systems. Again, this doesn't handle all of the human adoption and things like that, but that's what we just see with Klarna. That's how they chose to handle it, right? All of the people required to admin these systems because they are so complicated and everybody hates them and you can't get people to adopt it. So you have people inputting data for other people. Like, everybody's known for a long time that's a huge waste of resources, and now they don't have to settle for it. In the meantime, there's always going to be things like, know that Klarna is not a CRM company. So when they say CRM campaigns, I hate everything about that phrase, but it's going to fit with their target market. But now, like, as we get into this conversation about how important it is to position, in our case, HubSpot, in a conversation about what a CRM should be doing for you, what a platform should be doing for you, it's going to muddy the waters when now everybody and their brother has a CRM, which we are already almost at. Now we're going to be there. I mean, I can't imagine Shopify takes too long. That'd be crazy if they didn't. Because at the end of the day, you need customer data to make all these customer-focused systems work. And that's just fields and tables, and you put it together. And but like Nico said, it creates a lot of opportunity. But don't dig your heels into being an admin. The admin stuff, the black and white, does it work or does it not work? That's the stuff that AI can already do very, very well. If you can get your company to see you as a people provider, as a people enabler, like that kind of admin, that's where we still need humans using these systems and learning how to talk to people, learning how to use AI to help the people, right? Instead of do all the things for you. Like, there's going to be a lot of value in those roles. There's already a ton of value.
It's a matter of being at the ready, right? Being in the know and being aware. And probably the best way that you can do that is to wake up with AI.
That's a wrap for this episode of Wake Up with AI. We hope that you feel a little more inspired, a little more informed, and a whole lot more excited about how AI can augment your life and business. Always remember that this journey is just the beginning and that we are right here with you every step of the way. If you love today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. You can also connect with us on social media to stay updated with all things AI. Until next time, stay curious, stay empowered, and wake up with AI.